Hello, my name is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Concord, North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
You're okay. Perfect. So in this case, let's go ahead and continue. And perfect. And what is your year of birth?
What is what?
What is the year of your birth?
1845.
1845,
yeah.
Thank you for that. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay. And what is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native,
Black.
Asian, Black. Okay, let me mark that down in here. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, or diploma or equivalent. Some college
education.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and mark that down in here. And no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote is a lot of power, 5 means that just some power, or 0 meaning that your vote has no power at all. Which one will be?
About 7.
Hello?
Yeah, I say about 7.
Yeah, can you repeat it again? I was not able to hear you.
About 7.
About a 7. Let me mark that down here. Thank you for that. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is ahead, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is ahead?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied? Okay. Thank you for your answer. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issue on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, or 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 will mean that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them or the person or organization, please indicate that as well, okay? Now, let's go ahead and start. For example, Donald Trump.
Zero.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Eight.
Okay. The Republican Party. A 5 or?
Yeah, about a 5.
About a 5, okay. J.D. Benz?
I don't know him.
You don't know him, okay. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
What about 6?
6, okay. Attorney General Josh Steen?
Oh, no, I don't know.
You don't know him?
Who you say now?
Attorney General Josh Steen.
Oh, that is pretty bad guy. I'll say about, let's see, I say 8.
8, okay, let me mark that down here. The Democrat Party?
Say about 8.
8, and Kamala Harris?
A 9.
A 9, okay. Thank you for that. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom you will vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the other independent or third party candidate, you're on the side, or will you vote for the political office? Kamala Harris. Let me mark that down as your answer. Thank you for that. And now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who you will vote to be your House representative, for example, the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Let me read the statement. Let's go ahead and start. Statement A. Voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that is important to my everyday life. Or the statement B, that it will be, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 election won't impact me that much. Which one would you say that it will be? Statement A will be much more. Statement A is somewhat more. Statement B is somewhat more. And statement B, much more.
It's hard to say right now. I think it'd be much more.
Sorry, can you repeat it again? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you repeat it again, your answer? We're having a bad connection. Sorry, I was not able to hear you. Oh, okay, the B. Would you say that it will be somewhat more or much more? Do you approve them?
Yep, somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay, thank you for your answer. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Let me read them to you. Our government and political system works effectively, to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political system will likely never work efficiently to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future?
I don't know how to say about that one. Some work, some don't. So I don't know right now. I'm not sure about that one.
Oh, which one would you select of the three that I just read? The first one, the second one, or the third one?
The second one, probably.
The second one. Okay, thank you for your answer. Now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the followings that I'm going to read to you? For example, the future of the country, would you say that you think that you feel positive or negative?
Do you read them again?
The future of the country. Would you feel positive or negative about that?
Positive.
No. Let me go ahead and read you the question again. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the followings? For example, the future of the country. Would you say that you feel positive or negative?
About the future of the country?
Yes.
I said positive.
Positive, sorry. And the future of the planet?
I I understand about that. Like the most change to be done.
Okay, negative. Okay, let me mark that down in here. And unless your own future, would you say that it will be positive or negative?
Positive.
Let me mark that down in here. Thank you for your answers. Now, do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same? Would you think that it will be much easier, somewhat easier, about the same, somewhat harder, or much harder?
Probably maybe easier, a little bit more easier.
Okay, perfect. Let me mark that down here. Now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. Okay, let me read it to you. Because elections are rigid and my vote won't matter, I don't know enough about the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, or I don't have any time to vote.
I don't know what my answer would be there. Yeah, I would vote, but I don't know why I wouldn't be.
Okay, not a problem at all. If that's your answer, let me mark that down in here. Let's go ahead and continue. Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Let me go ahead and read the answers, and you tell me which one would apply. Racist politicians. Democrats, MAGA Republicans, all the politicians, politicals, or none of the above?
None of them, I have no problem with any of
them. Oh, okay, not a problem at all. Thank you for that answer. Let's go ahead and continue. Now, below is a list of potential threats. We're almost done. Just a few questions and we're done. And by the way, thank you for helping me. Now, let me go ahead and continue. Now, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very concerned, a 5 means that you are neither concerned or not concerned, and a 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, okay? Now, let's go ahead and start. And, for example, the first one will be arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. Hello?
Hello? What you say again?
Yeah, I will read the question again, and you tell me how you rate them from 0 to 10. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long times to vote. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one will you select?
That's to keep you from voting?
Yes.
I say about a 5.
A 5. Now, let me read you the second one. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protect free speech on a scale from 0 to 10, which one do you select?
A 7.
A 10. Sorry?
0 to 7, 0 to 10, I said 7.
Oh, 7, sorry, my bad. Thank you for that answer. Now, creating a state to monitor citizens' everyday lives on a scale from 0 to 10?
That one's hard to say. Makes that have to be kind of hard if I'm doing it.
And which number do you think that it will be for you?
Not go vote at all.
Okay. Thank you for that answer. Now, sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors on 0 to 10?
Correct the voting then?
Let me read it for you again. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors on a scale from 0 to 10, how do you rate that? And how much do you rate that on a scale from 0 to 10?
Ten.
10, okay. Okay, now, increasing political violence in response to American elections?
Ten.
Okay, thank you for that answer. Now, restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters, on a scale from 1 to 10, which one would you select?
That'll be about 8.
Sorry, can you repeat it again?
That's about 8.
8. Ah, okay. Thank you for that. Now, having armed vigilantes guard polling location to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote on a scale from 1 to 10, which one will you select?
Not to do or to do.
On a scale from 1 to 10. Let me go ahead and read it again for you. Having armed vigilantes guard polling the locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
I think it'll be wrong.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, which one do you select?
10.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your answer. Now, we're almost done. Thank you. Now, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and especially interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns on a scale from 1 to 10, which one do you select?
You shouldn't do that.
Hello?
Someone
should
do the wrong thing, but
get
back over there.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay. Let me go ahead and read it for you again. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns on a scale from 0 to 10, how do you rate them?
10.
Okay, thank you. in preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were legal, on a scale from 1 to 10, how do you rate that?
Is it illegal?
Sorry? Sure. Preventing the president for being prosecuted for things they did while acting in as an official capacity as a president, even if those things were illegal, on a scale from 1 to 10.
7.
7.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that answer. Let's go ahead and continue. We're almost done. Now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
Sorry,
can you repeat it again?
Small problem.
Oh, okay, big problem. Thank you for that. Now, have you or anyone... We're almost done. We're almost done. And thank you for your help. And have you or anyone, your person, have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behaviors within the past 2 years?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you for your answer. Let's go ahead and continue. Now, below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans on a scale from 0 to 10. Please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means that you are extremely concerned about the statement, a 5 means that you are neither concerned or unconcerned about the statement, and 0 meaning that you are not concerned at all about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10, for example. Let me give you the answers. Now, since our nation founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation, would you say from 0 to 10? Which one do you select?
Repeat that again now.
Sure, my pleasure. Since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation.
So what?
Let me read it to you again. Sure, let me read it for you again. Don't worry about that. Since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color from the enslavement to Jim Crow segregation. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one do you select?
I don't know about that one.
Okay. Don't worry about that. Let me mark that down here. Now, MAGA Republicans or MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one do you select? 0 meaning that you're not concerned at all. 5 meaning that you're neither concerned nor unconcerned, and 10 means that you are extremely concerned. Which one do you select on a scale from 0 to 10?
I wasn't able to understand you.
Can you repeat it again? Hello.
That should be kind of high. I'm not sure what.
But on a scale from 0 to 10, which one do you think that is for you?
Okay. I can't overturn that.
8. Okay. And thank you for that. Now, but MAGA Republicans are...